Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. For those of you who are either hopeful or fearful that incoming U.S. President Donald Trump may quickly implement a wide swath of his action plans, don't count on it. Literally, I don't think it will be possible. Changes are not automatically made the moment they are announced or enacted. Instead, the federal government would need to implement these changes. And by the federal government, I mean the people working in the bureaucracy. The Federal Office of Personnel Management reported that in the year 2014, there were 2.7 million civilian and almost 1.5 million military federal employees. Beyond that, the Census Bureau's latest report is that there were over 19 million full or part-time state or local government employees. So, how fast does the bureaucracy move when changes happen? And do they even actually implement change? A study released 4 months ago by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce gives an eye-opening, real-life example. Titled, "The Growing Burden of Unfunded Environmental Protection Agency Mandates on the States," the study noted that the EPA routinely fails to comply with a federal law enacted in 1995 during the Clinton presidency called the Unfunded Mandates Reform Act. This law requires the EPA and other federal agencies to assess the effects that new regulations have on state and local governments. For the 16 years from 2000 through 2015, under both Democrat and Republican administrations, the EPA implemented a massive 8,733 new regulations. How many times do you think that the EPA's bureaucracy complied with federal law to assess the impact of these regulations on state and local governments? Sadly, the answer is only 6 times. That is less than 1/1000th of 1%. With such bureaucratic ineptitude and foot-dragging, for better or worse, spread across millions of workers, I don't think any president, even Donald Trump, will have much luck at quickly implementing a wide range of changes in how the federal government functions, to say nothing of how it would then affect state and local government workers. That's it for now. Be sure to tune in again Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.